Morning. The time is 8:07. It is Tuesday, July the 9th of 2024. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, you can join us by going to the Bow Falls Radio page at facebook.com and x.com and be able to see a video stream and also add questions and comments there as well. Also, if you would like to join the program, either call us or text us, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. That is both the call and text line for this show. Again, it's a little bit different than if you would call during any other part of the day, because this way, the calls and the texts come directly to us. During the rest of the day, we have a network call and text line, but it is different from 8 till 10 a.m. So again, you can join us by calling or texting 715-382-9297. And you can also make it real easy on yourself. Just download the Civic Media app, and then it's real easy to contact the program. If you have the Civic Media app, again, real easy. It is free. Just go to your app store, go to your Google Play, wherever you get your apps, search Civic Media, download the free app, and then you'll have all the Civic Media radio stations at the touch of a finger. You open it up. The fifth one down is Bow Falls Radio. You open it up. You're able to go to our website. You're able to send us an email. You're able to call us or text us with a push of a button. So, again, real simple, really cool app. You can also then listen in wherever you are, what's on the air. Plus, as we get closer and closer to the start of high school football coming up in August, we will have nights where we have not just one, but not just two, but three games on live on our app and website. We have our live game, then we'll have games on our Sports 2 stream and our Sports 3 stream as well as we get set for another season of covering Wausau West Marathon and Newman Catholic High School football. So to get ready for that, make sure you get the app as well. Right now, a beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin as I take a peek to my right, looking outside. The temperature currently stands at a, what is the temperature in fact? Where is my information? I was talking about all that good stuff. It is 66 degrees right now. 66 degrees, plenty of sunshine out there right now. Again, a great way to start off our day. It looks as though we're going to get plenty of sunshine as we continue throughout the day. Maybe a chance of rain. I'm not too sure what the level of that chance is. We will find out coming up in just a few minutes at 8:20. We will be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany Merlot will be joining us coming up at 8:20 this morning. And then after that, at 8:35 this morning, we will be joined by a candidate for the state assembly, the 35th Assembly District, north of where we are here in Wausau, but part of our listening area, central Wisconsin, especially the Merrill area, Lincoln County, parts of Marathon County, and other areas in central Wisconsin. We'll be talking the issues with 35th Assembly Democratic candidate Elizabeth McCrank coming up at 8:35. Talk about what she's running on, talk about her hopes of replacing Calvin Callahan as the representative in the 35th Assembly. So again, that's coming up at 8:35 this morning here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. Before we go any further, need to say good morning and hello to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chet.
Lovely start here in north central Wisconsin.
Yes, it is.
Very much a summer-like morning as we drive into work. Lots of sunshine. Have to actually, as I was coming in, had to battle the sun. Looking right into it for a little bit of my drive into work. But a great start here, at least for myself. How about for yourself? How is your Tuesday morning getting underway?
Tuesday morning is going along very nicely right now. Not too much happening this week. Keeping it a little quieter than usual. I don't have the Shakespeare rehearsals until next week is when we officially start the rehearsals. So this week is just kind of taking a step back, maybe doing some chores, just a little stuff.
Right. And when you get ready, I mean, once you start next week, it's going to be you're going to have to get right on the accelerator. There's not going to be a lot of time to put together, as you said, like a 2-hour and 15-minute show, a Shakespeare show, a show that's, I think, a little bit new in terms of the language for yourself, and I'm sure some of your castmates as well. So once you start that rehearsal process next week, you're going to have to really get ready to roll.
Yeah, we have to really be on top of the ball, because it will definitely... It will be a process, and there will be a lot of mistakes. But as long as we, work together and have fun, I know that we can pull it off and have a wonderful show.
Terrific. So, yeah, enjoy this week and then get ready to roll. Get ready to have the big push towards next month. And for folks out there who love live theater, especially those folks who are connoisseurs of Shakespeare, it's really something cool because there's not just one, but two shows they can go and see next month.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There is the adult show, is the Taming of the Shrew, and they have the kids show, which they'll be doing the classic play, a Midsummer Night's a Dream. So it'll be a lot of fun for families of all ages.
Fantastic. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that as it gets closer and closer as we go through the middle of summer. I also wanted to remind you something I don't speak of quite enough. You have a chance to keep up to date on what's going on as we cover the news and other information here in central Wisconsin. If you go to our website, bullfallsradio.com, if you go right there, right on the front, you'll have an opportunity to sign up for the Bull Falls Radio newsletter. And Brittany Merlot and Terry Bell and everybody else that works on the news here on our radio station put together a newsletter every week, and you can get it in a very simple form in your inbox. And all you have to do, again, is to go to bullfallsradio.com, and then it'll pop right up, and it says join the newsletter right at the top of the screen. It also will pop up where you can sign up for the newsletter as well. All you have to do is put in your email, hit submit, and then you'll be able to get what Brittany's been working on in terms of the news and the weather and other information that you should know every week. So again, go to bullfallsradio.com, click on the newsletter, join the newsletter, give us your email, and then you'll be able to get up to speed on Brittany Merlot's latest news and information from bullfallsradio.com. And also, you have the Civic Media Daily News Podcast and something else that Brittany Merlot works on, from the state and local news to sports and entertainment and weather. Civic Media's Daily News Roundup Podcast gives you what you need to know in your community. And again, all you have to do is go to bullfallsradio.com and be able to tune in to the Daily News Podcast. So when you need the news and information that you need from Brittany Merlot and Terry Bell and the rest of our news team, right there, just go to bullfallsradio.com and be able to get up to speed on that. And again, just really quickly, There's a lot of information. In fact, this morning I was looking at BullFallsRadio.com. There's a story about the Wausau Airport. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in this program in terms of the needs for improvements. The FAA is putting a little pressure on the Wausau Airport. There's a story that Brittany's working on that you can get on our website. Also, if you miss any of the programs, whether it's my program or any other of the programs that are here on Bull Falls Radio and on the Civic Media Radio Network, it's real easy to go back and listen to those in 1 hour podcast form. All you have to do is click on shows on the front page. It will take you to our show page, and then you'll see all the logos for the programs that we have on Bull Falls Radio and Civic Media, including my show. If you missed an hour of my show, just click on the logo, and then you'll be able to see all the hours, all of them. It goes to go right down the line, and if you miss something, you can listen to it at your convenience. But also just as impressively is to be able to listen to some of the shows that maybe you just don't have time for. Maybe you're at work when one of these shows comes on the air. Maybe it's one of the shows that we don't have here on Bull Falls Radio, but airs on one of the other stations on Civic Media, such as Earl Ingram's show or Mino and the Mayor out of Green Bay during the morning time. And again, there are a number of shows that we don't have here on Bull Falls Radio, but there are still outstanding programs that air on the Civic Media Radio Network, and you can listen to those in podcast form as well. So you can go to the website, click on the show link, and then go to that whatever page you're looking for, whatever show you're looking for. And also, all of our programs are available as podcasts. Again, so if you get podcasts, wherever you may get your podcast, all you have to do is search out the show, search out the Chad Holmes Show, search out Earl Ingram, search out Todd Allbaugh, Matt and Air on Air, whatever it may be. All of our shows are available as podcasts as well. So, again, there's so much information. I wanted to make sure to underline that here at the top of the show because I have not talked about it enough. If you have not been visiting BullFallsRadio.com or CivicMedia.us, do so. And especially as we get back towards high school sports, all of our high school sports broadcasts are there. A schedule. In fact, you can look ahead and see when is our first high school football broadcast. It's right there if you go to the sports page at BullFallsRadio.com. You can see our week one and week two lineup of Wausau West, Marathon, and Newman Catholic High School football. And then once we get back into the big high school sports show next month as well, you can listen to previous broadcasts of that. So again, so much at BullFallsRadio.com and at CivicMedia.us. Check it out when you have an opportunity. The time is 8:18. Somebody you'll see a lot of on BullFallsRadio.com is Brittany Merlot. In fact, we're going to have Brittany Merlot right here coming up in just a minute. We'll talk to Brittany about the weather forecast as we get towards the middle of the work week. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Good.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin at our downtown studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Plenty of sunshine, and the temperature stands at 66 degrees. Was just talking in the last segment about all the information you can get at BullFallsRadio.com, and a person that puts up much of that information, whether it's on the weather side, whether it's on the news side, whether it's on the information side, is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany back with us as she is every weekday morning at 8:20. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Doing great. And I was talking about it. I don't talk about it enough. I was saying that there's a lot of great information. You are part of the team that puts together our newsletter, which is so easy to sign up for. I got a podcast as well. Really, again, we talk to you about the weather most of the time here in the morning. But you work on a lot of interesting news stories and a lot of great information. And people really should take advantage of that by going to BowFallsRadio.com.
Yes, you should. I mean, there's so much to know locally going on. And then when you pair it with the weather, too, I've got all of that in that newsletter. So check it out. Like Chad said, it's so easy to sign up. And there's this quick little podcast that I make. If you don't want to read, you don't want to take the time out of your day, you're on your way to work or wherever you're going, you can just play that podcast and it'll tell you everything you need to know on your way, really quick and easy. I love it. I like convenience. I'm a busy girl. Mother Nature keeps me busy. So that is how I get my news, for sure.
When you need the information, it is there for you. Real simple, yes. Right out front. So again, go to BowFallsRadio.com, sign up for the newsletter, listen to the daily podcast with Brittany, and get all that information you need. As I look to my right and coming into work this morning, it was really just one of those summer mornings, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Beautiful, gorgeous sunshine out there. Temperature's not too bad. Today, we are going to climb back to the low 80s. And in fact, I think we're going to be all throughout the 80s statewide. So it's weird to have us all the same temperature, if you think about it. But we've got an interesting, unique thing happening today. I'm a nerd. I am so excited for this kind of stuff. But the hurricane, right, Beryl, right, that just tore through Texas is now making its way through St. Louis, and it is headed into Illinois and is going to scrape the southern part of Wisconsin. Now, it's a tropical depression now. It's not a hurricane, crazy winds, that anymore, but it is packing that tropical moisture and some heavy, heavy rainfall, which the Midwest doesn't want anymore. But thankfully, that's going to stay well south of us. In fact, it may only scrape the southeastern parts of the state. So what it means for Wausau is some clouds increasing this afternoon and into the evening. So that's really all we're going to see from it, but still a very unique and rare event headed our way. It's not often that these hurricanes make it all the way to Wisconsin. So that's what we've got today. Not much.
I tell you, though, when you hear again, you talk about this story, there's going to be something that I'm sure it's going to be talked about nationally. The idea, again, of rare occurrences, they're not becoming so rare anymore. We hear that a lot nowadays about some of these storms that we're seeing, and it continues to be such a, weather is active, and we've talked about this a lot as well. It keeps you on your toes, but there's so much going on with the weather these days. And again, rare occurrences are becoming less and less rare, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, what do we just have? We just had a tornado confirmed, and that makes it the 40th. Across the state now. Our average is 23 tornadoes. So to have another one, it was a small EF0 confirmed, but still 40 tornadoes so far, and the summer's not even over yet for the state of Wisconsin. So like you said, what was rare, what was normal is just kind of washed away now at this point. Speaking of washed away, that we usually get this time of year too. So it's from every angle.
Something that we are used to during the summer months are those warmer days, always in the 80s, and then the warm nights where you're able to keep the windows open. Haven't had that long stretch yet, but it looks like we're now into one of those stretches where the temperatures are going to be very mild. It's going to be very warm and perhaps even sticky here for quite a while, isn't it?
Yes. As soon as Friday, we are going to feel that humidity. So our temperature is already in the low 80s. We're going to hold that as we go through the rest of this week. But Friday, you're really going to feel that difference, the mugginess moving in, and it is going to stay with us throughout the entire weekend and even through a good chunk of next week. So that true summer, sweaty, humid, hot weather where we could see some heat advisories going out by Sunday. Because Sunday, we're looking at temperatures possibly tapping 90 degrees. And with dew points in the 70s, that's going to be feeling like triple digits potentially. That's dangerous.
So if you're looking to take off a couple of pounds, get ready for the weekend and go out there and play a couple of sets of tennis.
Seriously, I know for the weekend I'm planning either headed to the lake or in a pool. One of the two.
And the thing about it is you got to do it. I mean, it's that time of year. Here in Wisconsin, we don't get those opportunities to go to the lake, go to the pool, and just soak it up on a really hot day, because you don't see it that often, I mean, up here in this part of the world. So take advantage, right?
Yeah. Enjoy the heat stretch, I guess you'd say. But oh, man, summer's here, right?
But be careful as well, as you say. When you get those triple-digit heat indices, make sure that, you know, you don't push it too hard.
Exactly. I mean, it can sneak up on you. It has on me. If you're not hydrated, it can come out of nowhere. You start getting dizzy, lightheaded. Your sweating all of a sudden stops. Those are some dangerous situations. You're going to want to get inside, get cool, and get hydrated immediately before you end up at the doctor's office. We don't want that.
All right, Brittany, what are the details here for the next couple of days?
All right, starting off nice, beautiful, sunny today. Not much going on. Some clouds increasing throughout the afternoon. We could see a stray shower or storm later this evening, but very small chance of that. They'll be pretty isolated and rare. Otherwise, as we go through tomorrow, temperatures still hanging on to those low 80s. Highs will, of course, continue that way for Thursday and Friday, too. Tomorrow, we look a little dry, and we also look dry on Friday, so we're avoiding that rain chance. But then Saturday, Sunday, that humidity, that heat, it builds. It's going to feel sticky, oppressive. The AC, get ready. You're going to want it on as we climb towards 90 degrees by Sunday. So I will say every single day, we've got these small chances of popcorn, pop-up showers and storms. I can't tell you where they're going to be because they're going to be so random, but that's what's going to be happening all week long.
All right. Well, Brittany, again, thanks for the information, and enjoy the sunshine today. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day, everyone.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
That's our Brittany Merlot. Right now, fair skies here in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 66 degrees. The winds are calm. Dew point of 63. That humidity is up there at 90%. The barometer, 29.96 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 8:28, and of course, we are in the midst of summer. It is an election year. So many races going on, including state assembly. We're going to talk to a candidate for the 35th Assembly District, which includes parts of Marathon County, Shawnee and Oconto counties, and all of Lincoln and Langley counties. We're going to talk to Elizabeth McCrank, who is running on the Democratic side for that seat. That's coming up next after an information update. News, weather, and sports coming up. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Sometimes I don't know what is right. Today I saw a car cross the little dog. We can come back after it's only a 1 minute break. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, if you would like to join us on our video stream, you can actually see what's going on by going to facebook.com and x.com. Go to the Bow Falls Radio page, and you can tune in that way as well. Plus, add questions and comments as well on our Facebook and X pages of Bow Falls Radio. And again, if you would also like to join us, you can send us a text or call us. Our call and text line are one and the same. Again, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us either through our call or our text line here on Bow Falls Radio. And right now, we are very happy to welcome in another candidate for office here in 2024, a candidate for the Wisconsin Assembly, District Number 35. Again, this is a district that runs through part of our listening area, part of Marathon County, also the entirety of Lincoln County, plus Langley County, and also portions of Shawnee and Oconto counties. I'll get that out quickly enough. But very happy to welcome to the program candidate Elizabeth McCrank. And Elizabeth, thank you for coming on the program.
Oh, thanks for having me, Chad. I'm very, very excited about the new district, and I'm very excited to be in the race this year.
Terrific. And before we talk about some of the issues that you've been probably talking about with voters and running on in your campaign, you already are an office holder. What's your current position?
Great question. I have to say, when I moved to Merrill, which was just about 10 years ago, I never imagined being in government, local government, politics of any sort. Thought I was going to live a nice, quiet life, read books, assemble models, do little projects, and just spend time with my dogs. But in my district in Merrill, nobody would run for county board. And we'd get somebody in the county board position appointed, and then they'd move out of town and we'd have an empty seat again. And so nobody would run. And a good friend of mine, Hans Breitenmoser, said, you know, public service is a great thing. I was working at the Merrill Library, the T.B. Scott Free Library at the time, and that was public service. And I liked the public and I liked interacting with the people in the area. So I ran for county board. I am now in my third term on the Lincoln County Board. And ironically, because of massive turnover in the Lincoln County Board after a concerted campaign on the part of one party, I turn out to be one of the last people standing, one of the last proverbial men standing. I'm the fourth longest serving person currently on the board. So it's been a great experience. There's much that I've loved about being on the county board. I've served on the highway committee. I've served on the solid waste committee, the land services committee, local emergency management and planning committee, the social services committee, and the library board. So I threw myself in whole hog because I discovered what Tip O'Neill always knew, which is that local government really does matter.
Has there been an issue that you've been working on at that level, the local level, that you are most proud of the work you've done?
Absolutely. So initially, I wasn't paying that close attention to the Pinecrest Nursing Home. It had been around for a long time. There was a good oversight committee. It seemed like people were keeping an eye on things. But then COVID hit, and what COVID did was it revealed that there were some management issues, and of course, it resulted in massive cost overruns during that period. That's the same period where the board experienced the extreme turnover. And the people who came onto the board were people who kind of feel like the less government there is, the better for everybody. And they missed a real crucial part of our historical heritage, which is that government is not just of the people and by the people, but it's actually for the people. And the Pinecrest Nursing Home has existed for longer than I've been alive, and I'm turning into a little old lady these days. And it has served those people in the community who don't have other options. These are people who worked for 40, 50, 60 years paying their taxes, doing all the things, contributing to how the community was a good place to be. And at the end of the line, these are people who can't really afford private nursing homes. There's rehabilitation work that goes on there. They're adding a dementia wing. But the board that came on was just hell-bent on getting rid of Pinecrest Nursing Home. And initially, I had a wait-and-see attitude. And then I watched as almost 900 people signed a petition saying they'd like a voice in that decision. And the county board didn't want to give it to them. I put in a resolution for a referendum on Pinecrest Nursing Home to find out what did the people of the county want. And that resolution was killed, tabled indefinitely, and thereby killed by the current incumbent of the assembly in District 35, who was at the time simultaneously a county board member. And the more they tried, that side tried to push getting rid of Pinecrest, the more I dug my heels in and found a little bit of courage to fight back against them, because I felt like they were really shortchanging the very people who had supported them their entire lives, the people who made public school possible for the county board members when they were kids, the people who had made the health department possible. And I held the line on that, and I'm happy to say that at this point, the sale of Pinecrest fell through, and the county is going to have to reevaluate that and recommit ourselves, in my opinion, to taking care of the most vulnerable people in the community. And these are not just people who were freeloaders. These are people who worked for their entire life. And this is how we take care of them now. I'm very, very opposed to shortchanging those people.
Again, we're talking to Elizabeth McCrank, who is a candidate for the 35th Assembly District here on Bow Falls Radio. Is the response from the people and the work that you did on that issue, perhaps one reason that you're running for this office, the assembly, because you saw, and it's been a story that we've noticed here as well, where truly the power of the people has sort of bubbled up. As you said, it felt as though the board was trying to push one way, and then the majority of the people were trying to say, hey, this is not the direction we want to go in. And it shows that, yes, that grassroots efforts can work. Is an issue like that and the response that you saw on an issue like that perhaps one reason you decided to get into the assembly race?
Absolutely. The Pinecrest issue was the inspiration, because one of the things I started to see is that any time we got a large statement from the public, for instance, on expansion of Badger Care, the Republican-controlled assembly was blocking that. These are people, the members of that assembly who claim that they represent the people and that they speak for the people, but when the people tell them what they actually want, they push back against that, and they resist and they prevent it. The people of Wisconsin have said that they wanted an expansion of Badger Care. The people of Wisconsin have said that they want a relaxation of laws around marijuana and cannabis. The people of Wisconsin have said that they want clean drinking water, and they want a sustainable environment, because we make our living off the environment. We can't just put it on the shelf like a museum piece, and we can't destroy it and kill the goose that lays the golden egg. So what I saw was an unresponsive Republican Assembly, and in particular, the representative in my own district, who sometimes holds listening sessions, but if you go to them, he just argues back against you. He doesn't listen to you. He's a party guy through and through. And while the parties may or may not be good on a national level in terms of foreign relations and national economic policy, the fact of the matter is, every community is just a little bit different. And if you impose a one-size-fits-all sort of policy on your community, rather than responding to what the people in your community tell you, then you're not representing anyone except yourself. And I felt like I wanted somebody who's actually going to be responsive to the people. I don't feel like my current representative is responsive, not just to me, but to my neighbors, my friends, my relatives, anyone like that. So you're spot on with that is what inspired me. And it is just a symptom of a larger problem, which is not responding to the people and not customizing our solutions and our policies to our community's needs.
Well, talking to folks in this campaign, are you finding that there is more of an openness to consider someone that doesn't have, because so often it feels as though in elections in this era of very much partisanship, that it's which letter is next to the name on a ballot. Are you finding when you have discussions with voters, because obviously when you get to north central Wisconsin and northern Wisconsin, you see a lot of representation of Republicans going down to Madison. And obviously part of that has been the way the lines have been drawn, but also part of it's just been that they've been winning a lot more elections. And a lot of folks go into the booth and say, well, this is the R. I've been voting for the R for a lot of years. Are you finding there is more of an openness to listen about the local issues, to be able to separate perhaps a national interest compared to a local interest? Is there something that's bubbling up on the surface?
Well, there is, but it's actually the reverse of the equation, which is not so much that people are willing to listen and consider as people are willing to consider a different candidate if that candidate makes it clear that he or she is willing to listen to the people. And so what I'm finding is that if I make the effort to go out and talk to people, first of all, I'm often surprised because who you think is going to be a partisan of one side or another in your neighborhood may not be so. And you don't know how people feel until you actually ask them and are willing to hear what they care about. And if you're interested in addressing what they care about, then all of a sudden they're interested in talking to you a little bit more. So part of what I think has happened is that over the years, both parties really have followed paths that have separated them from the people. On the one side, there's a party that just assumes all the time that they're going to get support and they can do whatever they want and the people are just going to take it. And unfortunately, that's the party that's currently representing my district. On the other side, the party was somewhat demoralized and felt like, All of those people have already committed themselves, and they're not going to work with us at all anyway. They're going to assume about us, but we were also assuming about them. So, you know, when I moved here, the first organization that I joined, honestly, was the Lincoln County Sports Club. And that's because I'd spent so many years living in a city, but I really wanted to get out and interact more with nature. And yes, that includes things like hunting and trapping, because, you know, if we don't control the deer population, we're going to see more and more CWD. Mm. We're going to see more deer strikes by cars. So people are sometimes surprised that a Democrat, first thing I did was go and join a sports club. But it was hobbies and interests that I had, and that crosses the line. And there I found that there were other members who were similar to me, had similar interests, didn't necessarily lock themselves into a political position. So I think the important thing is that we reestablish communication with people, but let the people drive some of that communication. Hear what they really have to say.
You talking in that way makes us realize that often what we assume people care about, and they probably do care about some of the issues that we assume, but there are so many more. There's so many below the surface if you actually do talk and listen that, hey, this is an issue that maybe I didn't think about. Maybe you talk about that, you know, that. What are some of maybe other issues that you've heard about that maybe surprised you in some way?
Well, probably the biggest one that surprised me, I would have to say, is that people really are concerned about the environment, but they are concerned about it because, as I said before, we make our living in it. Up here in Lincoln County, forestry and silviculture, maple syrup production, those are big industries, and we can't just write them off and ignore them, and we can't treat our land in such a way that it destroys the ability of people up here to make a living. Over in Langlade County, you know, it's potato farming country, and they have a lot of wetlands there. Well, that does two things. Number one, there's farmers there, and they have farm interests. And I didn't really realize how far the farm bill affected their life before. So I've been watching with real interest how farmers who have often been pegged as part of one political party and not another, farmers have a wider range of interests. Some of them love wind turbines and renewable energy. Some of them are really concerned about, will that damage their land? And I'm finding that a lot of them realize that they can take marginal land that was not making any money for them before, and they can use it to enhance their living. So I'm a little bit surprised that, and a close friend of mine who's been involved with Ducks Unlimited for years really brought this to my attention, that, you know, if you look at the Ducks Unlimited model, for years, a lot of people in our country have presumed that hunters are always going to be...
Elizabeth, can I have you hold that thought for just 1 minute? We have a hard break here. We're going to come back in 1 minute and then have a few more minutes with Elizabeth McCrank, the 35th Assembly District Democratic candidate. That's coming up in a moment here on WXC. And welcome back, Chad Holmes with you. 8:50 is the time on this Tuesday morning on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Again, we are talking to 35th Assembly District candidate Elizabeth McCrank. And I apologize, you're in the middle of an answer. You're talking about the environment and Ducks Unlimited before we were so rudely interrupted. But I wanted to let you continue your thoughts and complete your thoughts on that last point we were trying to make.
Sure, thanks. I'll make that one brief. The idea is just that Ducks Unlimited was a great model that really broke people's misconceptions and preconceptions about who cares about the environment and who doesn't. It was very clear that hunters knew they had to care about the environment. Otherwise, the game goes away, literally, not just a game in a playing sense, but the game that you're hunting for. So that was a great model. And I really appreciate this friend of mine for bringing it to my attention, because it changed my own approach to how we address environmental concerns.
You mentioned as well your opponent, Republican Calvin Callahan, who is the current representative in District 35. And so often in these races, as much as you get out there and you want to talk to folks about these issues. So often it is a referendum on an incumbent. I think that, again, they have the seat, and it's up to folks to say, well, this is why we should be making a change. Is there anything as particular in terms of his service in Madison, in terms of maybe specific issues that sort of delineate what you would change in terms of the representation of the people of the 35th should you be elected?
Absolutely. It's been disappointing because Calvin is so focused on culture war issues rather than the day-to-day issues that the voters in this district are facing. And partly, I put that down to just life inexperience. I started working when I was 16 years old. I bussed tables in a supper club down in Milwaukee where I grew up. And I worked all the way through college. I worked through graduate school. I held multiple jobs, night jobs, weekend jobs, all these things. And I'm well in my 60s and I'm still working because that's what I've done my entire life. And as a result, I have faced a whole bunch of the issues that working people face, making your mortgage payments, right? Trying to make sure you have insurance, trying to make sure that you can get to work on time and that you're a reliable employee. And he hasn't really faced any of that. So while he's busy down in Madison, and one of the things he's most proud of is his ability to address gender or reassignment surgery and to keep, as he puts it, men out of women's sports. What I'm finding is that up here, people are more concerned about their daycare for their kids. If your daycare closes down with 2 weeks' notice, you have to figure out where you're going to put your kids so that you can keep going to your job. And he's never experienced that, and he doesn't seem to understand that those are the issues that shape people's lives. The rest of that stuff is great entertainment if you're watching Entertainment Tonight, but those culture war issues are not what working people in my community are facing. And I've had great jobs, luxurious jobs, elite jobs, and I've had grungy jobs where I cleaned toilets on people's boats. They know they call them heads. I did that in 95 degree weather. So I've seen the working person's life, and I know that they're worried about day-to-day issues. The price of food on the table, the price of housing, and the price of childcare, or just the flat out availability of childcare. And I haven't, and Calvin hasn't addressed any of those things. Emblematic of his work is how when he was on the county board, the chair gave him a plum, put him in charge of the broadband committee so that he could get something done for people. Calvin didn't even bother to call a meeting of the committee for 4 months. And then he wrote a letter to the big players saying, make us an offer. Well, if they were going to make us an offer, they would have done it years ago. Net result, even over in Taylor County, with half the population and $10,000 less for median income, they got broadband. We don't. I would change that.
That brings up, again, one of the issues that's been sort of hanging out there for a number of years now is the use of the budget surplus. And you talked about there's a lot of different issues that could use some ideas and some implementation of ideas. When you look at that, do you have specifics where you would like to see maybe some additional funding to go in certain areas to help certain parts of the populace of Wisconsin?
Absolutely, I do. You know, there's a whole bunch of people out there who say budget surplus, we should return the money to the taxpayers. They can do more with it. But they can't because the taxpayers, individual taxpayers, don't benefit from economies of scale the way the state government does. And so there's a whole bunch of stuff that we can get done as state government that the individual can't do. The individual cannot, even if we gave them all of their property tax back, the average individual cannot buy an entire year of public school. They can't plow the county roads for a single snow event. So what can we use that budget surplus for? The number one most important thing we have to do is we have to create a structure for child care service delivery that is almost like a school system. We have to build in some benefits for the child care delivery personnel, the providers, because they are so at risk and on the edge of going under. The cost model for child care delivery is not sustainable, and we really need to use that state money to do something like that. Otherwise, we pull people out of our workforce because they can't find childcare. We have worse outcomes for children's health and education if they don't start early. We should be systematizing that because, yeah, government really is not just by and of, but for the people.
And before we wrap things up, for folks who live in your district who would like to have more information about you, do you have a website? Do you have a place people can go to get maybe some further information on some of the issues you've been talking about and some of the issues we haven't been able to talk about today?
Absolutely. So people can email me at my website. The website, if you just want to look for it, you know, Google it, is one word, one long word. And the word is McCrank for the People. It's McCrank for the People.com. And it's a great last name. Just think of like MC Crank or a small cranky person, right? People can email me directly there, Elizabeth@McCrankForThePeople.com. And it's a small enough district, and I'm, you may have noticed, a chatty sort of person. I loved working with the public. I loved my time when I was teaching. I loved my time at the public library here. I like to get out and meet people because that is what makes our life rich and human. So absolutely, send me a message, say hello. And if you've got a group that you want me to meet with and talk to, I'm really, really interested in that because I believe that the social connections that people create are what make their lives good and healthy. So,
Elizabeth McCrank, candidate for the 35th Assembly District in North Central Wisconsin. Again, thank you for your time. Best of luck as you continue your campaign, and hopefully we'll be able to talk again sometime before Election Day.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Chad, and thank you for all your listeners. It's great talking with you.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to wrap up hour number one of the program. Coming up, another information update, news, weather, and sports. Find out what's going on around the country, around the state, and around the area, and then we'll be back with hour number two of the show. The time is 8:58. Again, sunny skies here in North Central Wisconsin, 66 degrees. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.